1888.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, though if you've got a call for one of our guests that we have, certainly you'll be given priority, 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got live streaming there, as well as a way for you to actually interact, multiple ways for you to interact. In fact, you can submit content right to the front page of the website. So let's say you find something online that you think's interesting. You want to share that with other Free Talk Live listeners. You just submit it there, and then other listeners can vote on it. You can vote it up if you like, vote it down if you don't. So, for instance, maybe you have a YouTube video that you've seen, perhaps by our next guest, Karen Strawn. Do you want to share that with our listeners? You just submit the link. It appears on our site, and then others can vote it either up or down, whether they like or dislike. And Karen, there were a lot, and welcome, by the way, to Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Jeffrey Tucker, by the way. Mark has morphed into Jeffrey Tucker.
That was a really unfortunate thing, and I watched the whole thing go down, and it just was just really horrifying.
Oh, when the morphing took place?
Yeah, when the morphing, you know, like, growing extra limbs, and it was just like really creepy. Oh my god!
I'm trying to think of what.
Now
extra
you look
limb.
Fine. You look fine in a bow tie and a nice suit, very, very unsightly.
Karen, there were a lot of people on the schedule this year for the Liberty Forum, which is where we are right now. We're at the 2014 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, put on by the Free State Project. NHLibertyForum.com is the website. I was new to you. I hadn't heard of you prior to this, and you were one of the people that there was buzz. Like there was controversy. Oh, yeah. People were talking about, oh, this Karen Strawn is coming. I want to go to her speech and say something during the Q&A session. This is what I'm hearing.
But it was even more than the speech. It was the great debate with, I mean, you took on, not took on, but you sat on the panel with Naomi Wolf, you know, who we have to recognize as like an eminent theorist of feminism. You were there sitting right next to her. I mean, that was quite an explosive sort of moment.
Oh, it was fun. It was a lot of fun, actually. Mm-hmm. It was an interesting panel discussion, and I was really happy that they kept it sort of non-antagonistic and non-confrontational.
Well, but it was a little bit confrontational.
Well, of course, it's going to be like she
what
and I disagree
about?
On
Hold
a lot
on.
Of things.
What was the panel about?
The panel was about feminism.
The panel was about do we need feminism? Right, and my take on that topic would normally sort of be like, did we ever need feminism? So, you know, and so obviously she and I are diametrically opposed.
Right, because she's a major theorist. She wrote The Beauty Myth and like three books on feminism. Which
yeah.
She's a major historian of it. I mean, did you worry going into that? I mean, were you slightly concerned? No, you seemed absolutely fearless.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't tend to worry about stuff like that. I don't have stage fright. I don't get anxiety about stuff like that.
Well, take us back to, I mean, what is your message when it comes to feminism you were talking about that you're trying to get out there?
The main message that I have is that we have allowed an ideology that's a BC domestic violence researcher, Dr. Dawn Dutton, has called their theories on domestic violence a data impervious paradigm. Right. It's completely, you can throw all of the facts and all of the empirical evidence you want at it. It still stays what it is, right? It's patriarchal terrorism is what domestic violence is about. It's men beating women because men expect women to be subordinate, right? And this is what it is.
And you reject that paradigm.
Well, thousands, like hundreds of different studies and surveys also reject that paradigm.
Well, don't they show essentially that when it comes to domestic violence, that most of the incidents are female on male, it's just they don't get reported?
Actually, it's depending on jurisdiction, it's usually about equal when it comes to unilateral.
But that's what's reported,
yeah,
right?
Well, no, this is on a sort of anonymous phone survey.
Oh, okay.
So people reporting their own perpetration and their own victimization. So they ask men and women the same questions, and men and women respond about whether they've been hitting and whether they have been hit, right? And what they specifically they have done and all of these things, right? And they have found that, and why, they usually ask them why. And what they have found is that when it comes to like the sort of the sleeping with the enemy form of abuse, where it's like a severely violent partner abusing a nonviolent partner. Up to 70% of those cases are female perpetrated on men.
But right? You're not suggesting that somehow feminism is like covering up for this.
Oh, they are. They have been. They've got a 40-year history of covering that up.
But wait a minute. I mean, there were many self-proclaimed feminists that heard your talk today, and they found many things you said completely unobjectionable.
Well, but none of those feminists are the feminists in academia. So, none of them are the feminists who are in the political lobby.
Can you kind of give us to your mind, like a short breakdown of the types of feminism, the kind you would tolerate, the kind you kind. The kind intolerable. Is that possible for you to do?
Okay, well, I mean, it's the whole idea of an ism, right, that I find intolerable. Like, most feminism is built around a specific sort of model of the world. And most of them agree, even, like, it doesn't matter whether you're a sex-positive or sex-negative feminist, you're going to agree on the fact that women are oppressed, right? Sex-negative feminist is going to say women are oppressed by the existence of porn and sex work, right? And a sex-positive feminism is going to say women are oppressed by the fact that they're barred from porn or from sex work.
But, you know, Naomi made an interesting point, I thought, during this. She said, well, there are many types of feminism, just like there's many types of anarchism or libertarianism.
Then they all hold some beliefs to be axiomatic. They all hold some beliefs in common, right? Like, there are many types of Christianity, right? There are many different churches within Christianity, but they all hold that Christ was the Son of God and he died for our sins. And they all believe that the Ten Commandments are the way to go and the Golden Rule, right? I mean, like, you know, they can argue certain articles of faith, right, as to whether because Christ was poor, this means the church should be poor, right, or whether the church can be rich and not be hypocritical, right? You know, they can argue those sort of details, but the major things they're going to agree on. Right.
Feminism arose in a certain historical context. I mean, you're surely not denying that there was a need for the assertion of the rights of women at some point in history against a kind of prevailing, you know, order that privileged men.
Well, I don't think that the world particularly privileged men. I think the world gave men and women a differing set of advantages and disadvantages. Mm. And when you look at the privilege of men, right, so men had economic authority within marriage, right? But there were all kinds of protections built into those laws, right, to ensure that he couldn't abuse his authority. And it's kind of ironic. I actually got bit in the butt by one of them just recently that still exists, right? As was originally part of coverture laws, and it was dower rights, dower interest in property. And my mother-in-law had decided that she wanted to do something nice for her son and sell us her house for what was owing on the mortgage, which a lot of equity left in this house, right? So, of course, we bought it and we're renovating it and we're going to move in. But when the lawyer who was, everything was done and they were in the lawyer's office going to transfer the title, and he discovered that her husband was still alive.
Mm.
Right? But he's mentally ill. He's got dementia and Alzheimer's, right? So he's not competent. But he doesn't have a financial interest in this house at all.
But the law favored his interest.
The law basically says, and this is a law that was originally designed to protect women that was made gender neutral sometime in the 60s, right? The law says that because he lived in the house, even though he doesn't own the house and he has no financial interest in the house, he has a life interest in the house. And she cannot sell that house without his permission.
It's as I suspected. Karen's actually a feminist.
No, but I mean, like, but you look at it, and this was originally there to protect women when men held the property in the marriage, right? And women were not allowed to hold property in their own names. It was there to protect those women from a man who had run off with his secretary and sell the house out from under her and put her out on the street.
It's not a surprise or unusual that a law which was created with a certain set of intentions ends up being reversed over time, and the opposite of the original intentions are what become
reality.
Well,
it wasn't reversed. It was made gender neutral.
But it effectively has.
But here's the thing. When women gain property rights within marriage, you would think that this protection that existed solely because they didn't have property rights would just go away.
So it's more of a problem with the state. Let's focus. Can you stick with us for another second?
Sure.
Because I'd like to know more. I'm a newbie to, you know, all these nuances of feminism.
Oh,
right?
Believe me, I am too.
So let's get into just kind of the basics. You know, this idea: are women oppressed? I mean, that's the argument, right? Like, that's the baseline argument.
Yeah.
Of feminism.
Wow.
More on the way here. You can share your thoughts with Karen Strawn. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by $6shirts.com. Price is right, and the shirts are great, by the way. They're witty, hip, smart, and some of them are liberty-oriented. In fact, the folks over at $6shirts.com are definitely into freedom. They actually are so into it, they're into bitcoins as well. They are looking to be the T-shirt company for the Bitcoin marketplace.
But it's a little unclear
Say again?
How much are the shirts, actually?
$6, but you can actually get a discount if you buy 10 of them, because then you get 10 for $50 at $6shirts.com. Now, they've got all kinds of themes, you know, everything from internet memes to movies, television, sports, so all kinds of different graphic designs. In fact, they add a new design every day at $6shirts.com. So when they take your orders, and if you pay in Bitcoin, you can actually get a free Bitcoin trucker hat. You do have to add the Bitcoin trucker hat to your cart, then put in code FTL, and at checkout, the Bitcoin trucker hat will be free. These guys are committed to the Bitcoin community. When they accept Bitcoins from you, they keep the Bitcoins. They don't cash them out. And they actually bought their advertising on Free Talk Live with Bitcoin. So these guys are definitely Bitcoin supporters.
And everybody knows what a trucker hat is, right? I mean, we all know that it's a hat with a mesh in the back.
That is exactly right. The hat with the mesh. And so you can go and get one right now at $6shirts.com. Again, use code FTL at checkout after you add that Bitcoin trucker hat to get it for free. Jeffrey Tucker joining me here in the studio, and thanks for hanging out here with us on the busiest of nights at Liberty Forum 2014. We have a special guest here with us who is apparently completely against feminism from what I'm understanding so far. Karen Strawn, welcome. You are a YouTube vlogger. Would that be an appropriate term?
That would absolutely be appropriate, yeah.
And one could find your videos by searching YouTube for Girl Writes What?
Yes.
And
Writes as in W-R-I-T-E-S.
There you go. So Girl Writes What for more of Karen. But let's get down to, you know, and before we go to the phones, because somebody has called in on this topic already, I imagine that whenever you speak, it's fairly controversial, because it seems pretty cut and dry that women are oppressed or have been oppressed at the very least in a very patriarchal society.
History 500 years or so.
I mean, they couldn't, women couldn't vote for a lot of time. They weren't in industry in any meaningful fashion. And when they were, you know, it seemed like it was very difficult to move.
Property, contracts.
Pay differentials. I mean, come on.
Okay. Women couldn't vote. That's the first one that I can actually address right now. Women couldn't vote for about 0.1% of recorded human history, after men could vote. All men. Right? So, I mean, universal male suffrage and universal female suffrage, depending on where you are, was anywhere from 10 to 50 years apart. But one of the interesting things is in 1917, here in the U.S., a group of anarchists brought a constitutional challenge to the draft. And they basically said it was involuntary servitude enforced by the state.
Mm-hmm.
And the Supreme Court decision on that was that the draft was the obligation that citizens owed the state in return for the rights that they were granted as citizens, which would include the right to vote.
Mm.
Okay. So the draft was ruled constitutional because it was the price men paid for their right to vote. Okay. And then 2 years after that, the government of the U.S. handed women the right to vote with no reciprocal obligation whatsoever. Hmm. And you could argue that men did not have the same right to vote that women did until Vietnam.
But, I mean, the right to vote is sort of pathetic in some way. I mean, I'm glad to sell my right to vote
it's
to the highest bidder. I don't care anything about it in the slightest bit.
I don't even vote.
I mean, so I haven't voted in for years. But, you know, the other night in the panel, you said something that was intriguing to me, and we just kind of blasted past it. What, to your mind, is the connection between the suffragettes and the prohibitionists?
Oh, well, I mean, like, they were women's activists, a lot of them, right? And the suffragettes actually used a lot of really dirty tactics. They burned mail at the U.S. post office. They engaged in acts of domestic terrorism and violence. I mean, like, they did all kinds of nasty stuff.
But weren't they idealists?
Right?
I mean, they wanted to do
Well, yeah, but the
things.
Suffragists, who were not there for the women's vote, they were just there for universal votes for everybody, they actually a lot of them criticized the suffragettes for setting the movement back with their antics and their shenanigans, right? Like, basically, the suffragettes' behavior, a lot of people were like, should we be giving women the vote if they're going to behave this way? Right? Like, they don't seem responsible. And, like, some of the stuff that they pulled was just ridiculous.
Most men aren't responsible either, so,
right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, so, I mean, like, there's that. And in the UK, here's the hilarious thing, is that a lot of the suffragettes, including Christabel Pankhurst, who was quite famous, right? She took some time off from her suffragetting during World War One to take part in the White Feather Campaign. And the White Feather Campaign was a campaign of young women who would go around and accost any man that they saw in civilian clothing and hand him a white feather of cowardice, call him a coward in public, and try and shame him into enlisting.
That was it. Wow. So there was a certain pro-war element to the suffragettes.
Well, you know, some of them. Others, not so much. But, you know, and then you look at Christabel's mother, Emmeline, right? She wasn't for universal suffrage. She was for what was called £10 suffrage.
What does this mean?
That means you pay £10 at the polls, which means nobody who is not middle or upper middle class or upper class gets a vote.
There was an elitism to the suffragettes.
Yeah, you know, rich white women get the vote, and the rest of y'all can go kiss my ass, right?
Tell me more about the connection between the suffragettes and the prohibitionist movement. I mean, we're not talking about too many years apart.
Yeah, no, they aren't. They weren't. And, you know, like the prohibitionists, one of the things, I mean, like, you look at, Carrie Nation, right? And the things that she did, right? She'd go in with a hatchet and smash up saloons, and, you know, and here you have the prohibitionists, right? These the Women's Christian Temperance Union. They're going from town to town.
I know.
Right?
Horrible.
They're going from town to
this
town.
This is the Taliban of the early 20th
century,
but they're
going from town to town, and they're putting on plays. Uh-huh. Right in front of the townspeople,
right.
To demonstrate how when men drink, they batter their wives.
Oh, is that it?
Right. Yeah.
And also, they don't show up to work, and they don't provide enough money to the home.
That's right. That's right. You know, like
things.
They're lazy, they're slackers, and they're violent.
So we just have to get rid of alcohol, and everybody would be good.
Yeah. And yeah. Right. But okay. So, but okay. On top of all of that, right? Like you have feminists of the 1960s saying domestic violence was against women was always okay. You know, like if it was always okay, none of that stuff that the Women's Christian Temperance Union did would be a mechanism. But then on top of that, you have Carrie Nation, right? Like, the drink makes men rapey and violent, okay? This is what these plays were about. But then you have Carrie Nation breaking into, like, smashing her way into bars and, like, smashing up the place and assaulting men in there, and she never got her ass kicked.
But Karen, did you read almost any political literature of the early part of the 20th century, from, say, 1911 to 1927, say? It all seems slightly crazy to us. I mean, everybody's there's eugenics, there's prohibition, lots of war.
You know what was crazy? Crazy about the 1920s was there was actually a national conversation going on between newspaper editorials about whether we should just give women amnesty when they kill men, right? And like this was like between the Boston Herald and a bunch of other major newspapers in the country having this discussion about whether we should just maybe we shouldn't even bother charging and trying these women because they never get convicted. In one case, the woman, she killed a guy, shot him in the stomach because he broke off their engagement, and she got acquitted.
Wait a minute, isn't this blowback? I mean, it's blowback here for hundreds of years.
I don't think so.
No?
It's basically all male juries wanting to let the pretty young thing off the hook. That's the way men always have been.
Hold that thought. Karen, can you stay with us here for a little bit?
A little bit.
All right, great. Karen Strawn is with us. We're going to keep her on a little extra time here in a moment. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You take control.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
It's time to kick some hash because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporite e-liquid by LeSig because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you have a question for our guest, you may get them in now. Karen Strawn is with us. She's also known as Girl Writes What on YouTube. You can find her channel that way. And probably one of the more controversial figures here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. There apparently was a debate yesterday at some point. I was unfortunately not able to make it. But between you and, was it Naomi Klein?
Naomi Wolf.
Yeah. I don't know why I confused those two. Naomi Wolf. And apparently it was a little heated, and now we're talking about feminism, and you are just like completely against the idea, this idea that women are oppressed. Would you say that it's certainly true that individual women have been oppressed over
yes.
time?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, this is the thing. Is that it, like, oppression is a word that I really hate to bandy about lightly. I think that if nobody's going to jail without due process, right, if nobody's being basically coerced by the state into, you know, being what something they don't want to be or doing something they don't want to do, right? Like, it's ridiculous to use the word oppression. And here's one of the bones that I have to pick with feminism is that I have gone onto feminist blogs and into feminist spaces, and I have heard them describe the expectation of wearing a purse, the social expectation of wearing a purse as oppression. Mm. I have heard them say that being catcalled right, as they're walking down the street in a miniskirt.
Well, I mean,
it's oppression. It's rude. It's rude. It's tacky.
But here's,
But, you know, and then they act like women don't catcall men. And this is not my experience.
I've never been catcalled.
I don't get catcalled very often, but I accept that it happens.
Well, you are equally oppressed in that sense, then.
Yeah, I know. I feel actually really, really, really oppressed that I don't get catcalled. It's like, it makes me really doubt. My self-esteem is just like really damaged by that. And actually, you can see feminists actually saying, I need feminism because when I don't get catcalled like the other girls, it makes my self-esteem be bad.
You've looked into a lot of this history. You know a lot of this cultural history and political history.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. To what extent do you think that a restoration of civil engagement between the sexes, I mean, a kind of code of etiquette would actually bring more peace to the relationships between the sexes?
Well, I don't know that it would, because, I mean, like, I think that a lot of the sort of the division between the sexes originated in the Victorian era, and the Victorian era had, like, extreme codes of courtesy.
Was it too extreme?
It was women-driven. Right, the codes of courtesy in the Victorian era were all like women's
open doors for women.
Well, it was women's comfort level.
It
was women's comfort level that determined whether a subject would be discussed, what language would be used. Right, like there was the whole thing with bring the smelling salts because he said something vulgar. Right, and she swooned onto her fainting couch. Right,
this sounds like a wonderful system to me.
Yeah,
actually.
Well, okay, you know, not so great for me because I'm dropping F bombs all over the place all the time, right?
Like,
so what? I can't do that.
Can't do that.
I thought this was Freedom Radio, Free Talk Live.
Victorian
I thought I could
radio.
Talk freely.
You can, but we'll have to use the dumb button if you do that.
All right,
that would be bad. Hold that thought, because we do have Vinny. He's been waiting very patiently on the line here, and he is in Virginia Beach, actually listening to WNIS. Vinny, you're on with Karen Strawn and Jeffrey Tucker.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my phone's kind of messed up. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I do agree with the points that you have made, Karen. However, I mean, feminism was kind of needed, or at least women's activists were needed in the 1800s because, if you'll bear with me, I feel that the whole concept of chivalry and stuff like that was basically bread and circuses, if you will, basically taking away a woman's right and then replacing it with garbage like treat them well, but don't give them the right to vote. Treat them well, but keep marital rape legal until the 1900s. Mm. You know, this kind of thing, it's like, it's kind of a double standard that, you know, they had chivalry in place of giving women equal rights. You know, just like I believe to the same extent that gay people are oppressed today and so they don't have the right to marriage and stuff like that, it's like, or still, you know, there's tax breaks associated with marriage and all that stuff. Like, I feel that as women were oppressed before in that sense, not in the sense that they were being, you know, beaten in the streets and stuff like that, but, like, same thing with black people in the 1950s or, gay people today, as I said, with certain things. It's like, why can't we just have, the reality is feminism was needed. It is not needed now. You know, black people with civil rights, the civil rights movement was needed, but black people aren't being oppressed now. That's just a fact. They're not being oppressed. And gay people, that is a civil rights movement that is needed now, and hopefully in the next 10 years won't be needed. But to say that feminism was not needed under any circumstance, I feel is kind of like, not true. Just like saying the civil rights movement was not.
Vinny, thank you for your call and thoughts tonight. Go ahead, Karen.
I have to say that women's advocacy was needed. The issue is for me is that it was. Feminism has always been kind of immersed in a narrative of class oppression. And, you know, so you look at it like it was unfair to not allow women to vote. But if men could only vote because they had the reciprocal obligation to the state of serving military service in times of need, right? If that's the only reason why they were given the vote, or if that was one of the justifications for giving them the vote, then there's a fundamental unfairness in giving women the vote without requiring a similar obligation of them or removing that obligation off of men, right? So, I mean, like, you can say women were oppressed by not having the vote, and I could say men were oppressed by being eligible for the draft, and they were eligible for the draft at age 18, and they couldn't vote till they were 21, and a lot of them were dead by then.
Do you expect the draft to ever come back? Let's say it did. And would women be included
because
they have a vote?
You know, I know personally a couple of men who were seriously worried on September 12th.
I understand.
Right? And, you know, so, I mean, and you have a situation where men are signed up for selective service automatically now when they apply for driver's license or when they apply for their, you know, register to vote. When they apply for a lot of things. If they don't register by age 26, I think it is, then they permanently lose their access to Pell grants and student loans and they're not allowed to have government work, you know, work for the government. They're not allowed to be barred from certain jobs right, because they didn't register to sign the rights to their body away in case of need.
So you mentioned women's advocacy. What is the difference between women's advocacy and feminism?
Women's advocacy would be saying, okay, here's an example, women's property rights in marriage, right? A fair women's advocacy movement would have said, it's unfair that women can't hold property rights within marriage. So let's figure out a system that's fair and equitable. Okay, so when women and men are both earning, when the man is the only earner, maybe he needs to be the final authority, right? Maybe he needs to be the deciding voter, right? The chairman, right? But when women and men are both earning money, maybe they both need a say, right? An official say in how the money's spent and what's done with it, okay? But what feminists did was they liberated women's income and property from the institution of family altogether. So her money, his money, it was basically a case of what's mine is mine and what's yours is ours. What's yours is still ours. So literally you had a situation
where... And that would be from the women's perspective?
Yes.
Okay.
So you had a situation where women had their own income, women had their own property, their husbands were barred from even touching it. Okay, but the man was still 100% responsible for the financial support of the entire family, including her, all of her necessities. And here's a hilarious thing is one of the stunts pulled by the UK suffragettes was they turned their husbands, a couple of them turned their husbands into prison cell activists by refusing to pay their own income tax. And because the income tax on their income, these women's income, was a necessity of life, right? It was their husband's responsibility to pay it. And if he couldn't pay it, he was the one who went to prison for tax evasion.
Most of this is government law.
Unfair advocacy leading to unfair laws.
We've got other people we've got to talk to.
We can't end this discussion.
Karen,
no.
Thank you. Rural Rights What? That's your channel on YouTube.
Yep.
Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
All right, thank you guys.
Love it, Karen. Way here from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum coming up in moments on Free Talk Live.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9499. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want here when we can. We do have special guests in the studio with us this evening, and our next is actually a talk radio host, Catherine Albrecht. Good evening, and make sure you maybe angle that mic up just a little bit toward
All
you.
All right. Hey, it's great to be here.
Yeah, welcome back. It's actually been a long time since we've had you on Free Talk Live. Now, you actually live in New Hampshire, Catherine.
I do.
And you kind of are a privacy advocate, and big time, as a matter
a
of fact.
Been doing that since 1999, and thanks to Ed Snowden, now doing it effectively since last June.
So, did he plug you or something? What is
no, he but he took all the stuff we've been talking about for over, well, almost 15 years, and finally made people go, oh yeah, maybe there is something to that.
He made it real
yeah,
for people,
there
and
you
then
go.
They found startpage.com, which we've talked about previously, which doesn't record the searches that you do.
That's right, so we are a proxy for Google, basically. When you search, hit startpage, we take your search, submit it to Google for you, get the Google results, strip out all the tracking cookies, give it to you privately, then mm-hmm. we erase all traces of your visit, including
awesome.
Your IP address, so we don't store anything.
So is that a protection against marketers and that sort of thing, which quite frankly don't bother me that much, or is it a protection against government?
I think it's really government. I mean, that's the reason uh-huh. I use it. Marketers are a pain, but government
well,
is,
I marketers.
Can be
Somebody
more than a pain.
Stuff I want. I don't care. I think
well,
about
something
it.
We've been talking about on Free Talk Live is another privacy service. One of our sponsors, ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and as ProXPN has pointed out, your internet service provider, speaking of tracking, is likely tracking every website
right.
you visit and every search term that you enter. They may be holding on to that data for up to 5 years in some cases. So if you want to stop that from happening tonight, you can just go to proxpn.com/FTL, download their app. They've got it for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Plus, if you're a Linux user, there's a way to make it work for you there. It's fairly simple. So that's one of the main things that they do. They encrypt your data, and they don't record what you do online. ProXPN.com/FTL. Plus, they, as a essentially a virtual private network, you can select which server that you want to connect to with their premium account. Worldwide, they've got servers all over the place. So it actually makes it appear to the website you're visiting as though you're coming from a different location than where you actually are. So they protect your privacy in multiple ways. And in addition to that, they can actually get you around blocks. So if you're on a, if you're at another country, for instance, that restricts internet access, well, if you're using ProXPN, your access is unrestricted. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, use our promo code FTL20, and you'll save 20% from the price of their premium account, which again is unlimited bandwidth, and there's no limits on what you can do with the account. So if you want to privately torrent with ProXPN's premium account, that's totally fine. Just use our code FTL20 to get that 20% discount for the lifetime of the account. This is not some sort of introductory offer. That is for the life of your account. And if you buy the annual plan, it breaks the price down to $5 a month. Pay with Bitcoin on the annual plan. You'll save 33% at ProXPN.com/FTL. Go grab the app right now. It's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and you can start tonight for free at ProXPN.com/FTL. So, Catherine Albrecht, your website, KMAshow.com. You do your own radio show. It's a weekday thing.
It's Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m., and you can find it at KMAshow.com, local radio stations, etc.
You've also got something else exciting in the privacy world coming up, StartMail. You're promoting it here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. StartMail.com is going to be private email. In a nutshell, what's it going to be?
Well, it's taken us 2 years to build it. It's fully private, easy-to-use PGP encryption, and the easy-to-use for anybody who's tried to use PGP encryption should be making
it
you not.
Yeah.
One click, literally, you hit the compose button, you hit the encrypt checkbox, and automatically it will encrypt.
But doesn't Gmail have a plugin that allows this?
There are ways that you can get PGP plugins. They're really hard to use.
And it was kind of clunky.
Right.
They're tough. This is totally seamless. You won't even realize that you're using full PGP encryption.
Do you think this is the future of email, that everyone will have to PGP or expect that the government is going to be basically investigating your email?
Well, the real thing is we got to get people off of Gmail and Yahoo, because if you're using Gmail and Yahoo, not only is it not encrypted, but they actually openly tell you, we perform content scanning and content analysis of everything you send
and receive. Well, not only that, I mean, if you get in trouble with the law in some sense, and Google gets a request
subpoena
from the government.
They got 40,000 of those 40, in the first couple
right.
of months of
so
last year alone.
So this is the problem. You think your life is going about normally, right? Everything's fine, and then suddenly the government submits a subpoena to Gmail, and 10 years of your life are suddenly revealed to the government.
Yeah.
They can pick and choose whatever information they want and construct a story about you.
It's creepy.
That makes you look like a terrorist. I mean, that could happen to anyone.
I would love to keep talking about it, but I know there's something else that's really important to you that you wanted to share with our audience tonight. It's more of a personal story.
Yeah, so, well, just to finish the StartMail, if you go to StartMail.com, you can get the overview and sign up for an invitation, because it's going to be invitation only. I just don't want your listeners not to get that.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
So I'm a breast cancer survivor. I was diagnosed in 2011 with stage 3C breast cancer, which is about as close as you can get to stage 4, so pretty scary stuff.
Okay.
My long-term chances from that of surviving were pretty slim. I was able to get cutting-edge treatment at Dana-Farber down in Boston and at a facility in New York. Under Obamacare, I received a letter saying that Anthem is no longer allowing me to leave the state of New Hampshire for any of my treatment. And for anybody who's paying for their own insurance in the state of New Hampshire, well, one of, I think, 3 or 4 states in the country that only have one insurer left. And that one insurer, because there is no competition, can set whatever they want.
Didn't Obamacare set up competition within the states? I mean, there was some sort of managed market.
There is only Anthem. That's all we have.
Wasn't that really the intention of the whole Obamacare, was to essentially drive insurance companies out of business and leave us with one more, and then eventually, probably down the line, the government will want to take that over?
I actually think it's something a little bit different, because my insurance plan was a PPO plan, which is gold-plated. And they've had to pay probably $500,000 for my treatment and would have to continue doing that, except under Obamacare, they can eliminate my plan. And you may say, wow, that's a lot of money to pay, but that's why you pay for insurance. That's why you get these gold-plated plans. And there are literally millions of us across the country who paid for top-notch gold-plated plans that are now being eliminated entirely.
Because they're insufficiently generous to you?
I really think that's the reason why Obamacare was passed, because they want to get rid of the expensive accounts like me.
So hold on. You've been paying paying for insurance for a long time.
Correct.
And now you don't have an account? Or
that's right. That is right. Because they said, well, here's what they said. Because my insurance, which was the best insurance money could buy, mm-hmm. they said my insurance didn't meet the standards, that exactly. it was inadequate under those standards. And
right.
that's because it was missing maternity leave,
exactly.
which is useless to me because I was sterilized by my cancer treatment. And it doesn't include drug treatment.
So when they came to you with this and said, oh, well, your current plan doesn't meet the standards of Obamacare, then do they offer you a new plan?
Yes, or? then they say your new plan, which you have to sign up, they had said by January of this year, but they extended it. They said by January that we would have to sign up for this new plan, which is focused. And that is their euphemism for saying that I only get targeted care with a handful of providers within the state of New Hampshire. I can't even drive 5 minutes from my home and cross the border into Massachusetts for any treatment whatsoever. The only plan that I can get under Obamacare in the state of New Hampshire.
Did you go with that, or are you just going to go cash?
Well, because of all the backlash to this, they extended it until December, so we're going to see what happens.
Does that mean you still have your old plan until that time?
I do, only because of the fuss about it.
Do you expect any political change that is actually going to save us?
There better be, because what's happening is literally millions of people who are cancer patients are being blocked so they cannot receive any treatment. Yeah. I go monthly to the Cornell Breast Center in uptown Manhattan, and those visits would probably cost me about $1,000 per visit, and that's to save my life. That's to keep me alive. So I'm there every month. I no longer, as of next December, I no longer will be able to go there unless I pay out of pocket.
So a healthcare plan that was supposed to increase choice, reduce costs, has done exactly the opposite.
And here's the thing that's so repulsive about it is if you've paid for insurance, say if you know it's like car insurance, you buy the car insurance hoping you never crash your car, but if you do, you expect them to pay.
Right.
That's how insurance works. This allows them to knock out all of those accounts.
It's crazy.
Yeah. The ones that are costing them money are being eliminated.
Wow. So this is like the best, this legislation is the best friend of these insurance companies.
Absolutely. Yeah. You better believe they have enough political clout. If they hadn't wanted it to pass, it wouldn't have passed.
Now, isn't there something going on in New Hampshire? I have to say I haven't paid close attention, but I thought I heard something about some sort of Obamacare repudiation bill.
Yeah, everybody's kind of trying to fight back, and you've got people backpedaling who once supported it. New Hampshire and West Virginia, and I think there's two other states, are really hard hit by this. We're probably among the hardest hit.
But I just wonder how much can actually be done at the state level, or for whether it needs a national solution, and whether the Republicans actually have any incentive to repeal this stuff. I mean, they keep talking about it and talking about it.
The
only incentive
is going to be us really fussing about it. I think that's what it's going to come down to. But this whole thing of if you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. I loved my insurance. My insurance saved my life. It's gone.
Millions of plans were abolished, basically.
Right, and that's the reason. I absolutely believe that's why this thing passed.
Catherine, I want to thank you for coming on Free Talk Live. You've got a show, KMAshow.com, and for our listeners who want to follow up with you and keep up to date on what your situation is. It sounds to me like if there's going to be any kind of change at the national level, maybe we need to have a bunch of sick people go sit in the Congress.
And they really should be New Hampshire people. Find anybody who's in this circumstance. There's got to be tons of us across the state.
I mean, it'll look really nice when they start arresting sick and crippled people, right? Because they would.
That's exactly right.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey,
again, KMAshow.com for more Catherine Albrecht. We'll continue here with Hour 3, the final hour from the final night of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2014 edition here. NHLibertyForum.com is their website. We'll continue in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health. For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.